Welcome to Battle Pets. This is our special episode number 75. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and we did not die today. I call that an unqualified success. It's Ben!
Hello, Aludra. I'm so happy that we didn't die today, too.
Ben.
Success!
Ben.
Yes?
How about next time I do the thingy, you don't sit there in camera, make it copying what I say as I say it.
What? I was just pretending that I was being a Godzilla movie and you were the dub.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was fun. You should try it sometime.
No.
Okay.
No, it's too confusing. Well, fine then. And
yeah. So how are you? I feel like it's been forever, but you know what was awesome? I got to see you.
I know. I got to hug Ben. Guys, I hugged Ben.
Mm-hmm. And I hugged you back.
Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And then Ben left.
Are you one of the backs I cracked?
No, you didn't pop me.
Okay, I popped a couple people.
But you didn't pop me?
Yep. I was too scared that I'd actually break you if I tried. So I just gave you a nice good Wookiee hug.
Yep, it went, and everything. Yeah, I'm gonna take your word for that.
So what have you been up to since I saw you?
Since BlizzCon?
Mm-hmm.
Not much. Not a whole bunch. So I'm... I was during BlizzCon, but I'm taking part in the NaNoWriMo this year. And it's really, really great. And I've been... you know, doing it at my own pace, and yeah, I fell behind because of BlizzCon, and then epic power outage after BlizzCon. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I can't believe that happened.
I can't believe my apartment complex was the last place to get power.
And how long was it after?
Let's see, it went out at around 7 in the morning, and it did not come back on. My son says it came back on at 3 in the morning because he had the fan on his room for white noise. Mm-hmm. And we're a very white noise happy family. And so the fact that there wasn't any white noise was kind of irritating for everybody. And let me just tell you all, listeners, everybody, you don't realize how dumb your neighbors are until you hear them screaming at the sky. And then you realize the majority of them are lighting their house with candles. And you're expected to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of frightening. Oh, man, my son about had a heart attack because we came home and the town was out of power when we left. My complex, somebody did something, like something stupid went down because the next day there were police cars at our house. There were. And, well, not at our house, but at our apartment complex.
Yeah.
And so we knew they were taking this seriously and they had to because, you know, the power went out in the town. Like, when we called the power company, they were like, yep, yeah, if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, we know, okay? And we're like, oh, okay, wow. That's really nice pre-recorded message. And so we came back. It kicked on at 3 in the morning, but all our food had gone bad because we didn't realize how bad the problem was. And we still had to pack food to take to BlizzCon. And so... we didn't realize that opening the fridge was a no-no.
Gotcha.
And we weren't home all day to go freak out and be buying ice at the grocery store and mm-hmm. throwing that in when it didn't come in later. So, yeah, nobody we still don't know why it's happened. There's no official word on what happened, but it kicked on around 3 in the morning. But then all our food was lost, and so then we had to go scrambling everywhere. Thankfully, the Guild Hall let us take home the majority of the snacks.
Yeah.
The AIE Guild Hall, which went a huge long way, because the next day after that was Minion 2's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that would come in very handy.
Yeah, it was his birthday, and Minion 2, you know, turning 14, kind of a big deal. But, okay, and then so now I'm doing the NaNo. I was off by about 5 days because of all that. No, 4 days. 2 for BlizzCon, 1 for food... scrambling the next day and all the craziness involved mm-hmm. and then the birthday. So I'm 4 days down on that. And so then this game came out. I think you might have heard of it.
But what was it called? Like Half-Life? No.
No. Half-Life 4. That would be amazing.
Some sort of like shelter or something?
No. It was just Fallout. Fallout 4 came out.
Oh, right.
And so I couldn't get that game. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. Because I've got this Nano to do. And I've got to, you know, I've got to buckle down and study and work hard on this massive project I'm doing. So while I watched the internet and complained a little bit about not having it, I was okay with not having the game. Mm-hmm. Then my husband comes home with a copy of it.
Aww.
He sold all his old games to get me a copy of it. So it's not like I can be bitchy and be like, oh, no, I can't play this game. How dare you? So now I've still got a right, but I want to play Fallout. All the time.
Well, that is fantastic of Thrax. I will say that.
I know.
He's a very sweet guy, and that's one reason why I give him just as big hugs as I give you.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Seeing Ben in person is so much better than seeing Ben over the internet. I mean, I will take Ben over the internet. Don't get me wrong. Ben over the internet is swell.
Aww.
But Ben in person is just amazing.
Well, thank you.
We took pictures in a photo booth.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. Lots of fun.
Yes, it was. And me and Ben ran around like Goonies, and Ben complimented my cape, and Ben watched mm-hmm. me graffiti stuff in the guild hall accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave Ben a sandwich.
That was really cool. I needed that.
Yeah, Ben needed a sandwich. I gave him a sandwich.
Yep. Red Mage needed food badly.
Mm-hmm. And Ben gave me a Pepe.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Yes, it's so cute. I love him.
And you needed one for your birthday.
Yes, and it was awesome. Yay! Okay, so BlizzCon. Guys, seriously, go if you can. Even if you don't have tickets, we know a room where you can go and hang out.
Yeah, I was there for a time or two mm-hmm. or three. I spent time at the guild hall. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, he did. And he even let me borrow his ticket. And I took Surly Minion 1, who kind of didn't want to be at BlizzCon simply because he didn't have a ticket. And I pushed him in the convention center with Ben's ticket. And he got to play Legion. And he was much better behaved after that. So, yes, yay.
Well, I'm just glad that I was able to help.
Yes. Ben is awesome and great. So what's Ben been up to since BlizzCon?
Well, gosh, I wish that I could say a whole ton, but it feels like I haven't been doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
Although Sarah was really cool, and she saw an awesome deal that was going on at Target. Mm-hmm. It was a buy two, get one free game thing going on. So she had some leftover spending money from BlizzCon and ended up picking up a few Wii U games. So now we have Super Mario 3D World, Super Smash Brothers, and also Mario Party 10. So
nice. I need to go to Ben's house to play Mario Party, and then we can make cookies and play Mario Party all day.
Well, I need to get more Wii U Wiimote controllers because apparently...
Well, see, I have a couple.
Oh, well, then there you go. Come on over.
So, yeah, see, I have the old school remote, too, and I have two Wiimote things, and I have the other thing.
The nunchuck.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya.
Oh.
That's very cool. Yeah, so I've been playing some Smash Brothers. We've been playing some Mario and everything like that, and just been having a blast, really, because that is a very fun co-op couch fun time gameplay thing.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I'm very happy that we have that. Also, let's see, did raid. Had some fun. I actually, I took my, I took my mage in last week to kind of save us a lockout at Gore Fiend, and that was okay. I'm used to healing and stuff. I don't think that some of the healers remembered that they could heal me while we were, you know, in there, and that I needed it and I couldn't do it myself because I died on every boss. I think not my own fault, but I don't know. It could be so long that I just don't remember. So that was kind of fun. But then, you know, Sunday we went in there and we finally took down Iron Man. I don't know who it is. It's the dude that embodies the big mechanical thing, and then he leaves and then you have to kill his ghost. So, Ghost Orc. We killed Ghost Orc, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I had never seen that fight before. Call me a slacker. I don't like LFR. I really don't like LFR.
And so, there's a lot going on in that fight. Like, a
there
ton.
Is! So I get this rundown from Minion One, who's more than happy to give it to me, while everybody's walking there or running there and going, Ludra, where are you? I was getting a rundown. And I guess I didn't understand it all because I was not prepared. And then I get another rundown, and then my back goes, pop! And I was like, oh, great. Now they're just going to think I don't want to do the fight because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, I kind of thought that at first because I'm like, because that second rundown was my quick and dirty version, which I pride myself on my quick and dirty versions of the fights because I tend to know what's going on. But then you left and I'm like, oh, no. And then you told me what happened. And I'm like, oh, no. So then I knew that you were gone. And that made me sad because I think like if you'd seen it one more time with the quick and dirty version, too, totally would have gotten it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that between your explanation and his, I got enough that I was like, oh, OK.
Yeah, totally.
And then I was thinking about everything I saw. So it totally made sense. And then I was like, nope.
Yep. Not going to happen. But that's OK. So anyway, so we did that and that was really cool. And then I logged in yesterday and, Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade of the Windseeker.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has that now.
Yeah, it's inflatable though.
Yeah. The thing that kind of bumps me out about that stuff is that it's not a toy. It's not something you put in your toy box. It's got charges. So it's like, I don't want to use them so that I have it.
Yeah, I like the costume too. I like the idea of the costume. I came across the same problem with my little ivory whistle that I got in a loot code.
Yeah, I still got really like cool. 6 of those left.
Yeah, it's real. I only have one, and it's really cool, and I love it. But at the same time, I don't want it to be gone forever. But then what's the point of having it if you don't use it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then the thing is, especially with the mount, though, is you have to figure out when's the appropriate good time to use it.
Oh, I usually do it in those mount offs or when we're messing around in raid and we're just, you know, standing there and using mounts in the I think the last time I really popped that thing was during Siege of Orgrimmar.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've caught everybody up to what we were doing, and we've kind of hit on a bit of this anyway. Let's just move on to news, Ben.
All right, that sounds good. I like that.
News.
Draenor news.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor. Boy, howdy.
BlizzCon wrap-up. We went to BlizzCon. Where were you? So many people. We're asking us, where are we going to be at BlizzCon? Where can I meet you at BlizzCon? And we were like, the Hilton, the AIE room. And it's, okay. So granted, we usually have these big signs everywhere going, this is the way to the room. But we didn't have those this year. Don't know why. I do know why. They're expensive, guys. And storage and places to keep these things year round, that's also not exactly easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
So no big signs, but the Hilton had big signs. They were everywhere. They were big and interactive and showed you where we were and what floor we were on. It's the same floor we're always on. And guess what?
We also tweeted it.
Yes. I was just going to say. We did meet some people and it was really great and we had a blast. Oh my gosh.
Yep, definitely.
So many wonderful people. It was awesome.
Yep, I can't even begin to tell you how great it was to meet some of those people. I mean, well, actually, it's great to meet all of you, but just, you know, walking around and all of a sudden someone says, hey, I like your show. It's just, it's really neat.
So, oh, I know. We're not total rock stars, but we're partial rock stars for that weekend.
Yeah, and you know what? Next year, if for some reason, like, if this year you saw us and you're all like, oh, I can't go and say hi. No, come up and say hi.
Because Ludra's holding a baby. Dude. Hello, nephew, gonna hold the baby all the time I can.
Yep, it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah, no, somebody actually told me that. Oh, I was gonna say hi to you, but you were holding a baby. And I was like, and?
What did they think you were gonna do, throw the baby at them?
Well, I was wondering what they were gonna say to me. Was it entirely inappropriate?
That'd be really bad.
What can you say to me that you cannot say in front of a baby? No, but seriously, that's my nephew. I love him very, very dearly. He was dressed like Finn from Adventure Time on the first day. Who is not going to hold that baby? I mean, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you have the okay from the mom, you're going to hold any baby dressed as Finn.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I even held him.
Yes, yes, because he is awesome baby. And he also, I call him Baby Flounder. He narrated and gave us a blow-by-blow of the StarCraft tournament. Mm-hmm. And then when his team lost, he yelled at the screen and then fell asleep.
Yep, as so one does.
Yeah. That was a really good day, too. So anyways, we hope we caught you. If not, we're bummed out, but we understand, man. We're not the only people there to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear there's this Metzen guy. He's pretty a big deal. And
oh, he has handlers, though. You can't get near him.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Every time I hear that, every time I hear somebody has handlers, I always imagine them on a leash. And, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. Totally.
But yeah, no, and there's other guildies and people, but me and Ben, we're just normal people. Mm-hmm. We're not snobs or anything. We love to meet fans.
Oh, I always love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll shake your hand. I'll even give you a hug if you want.
Mm-hmm. High fives. Mm-hmm. I wasn't polymorphing people this year. I totally spaced on that, and I couldn't afford the Post-its. Do you know how many Post-its I go through at a BlizzCon, you guys?
Yeah, at least 2,500.
I wish that many, because that would be really cool.
Yep. But you know what? Stuff came out of BlizzCon.
Ew.
No, in a good way. It's information for your mind.
For your mind brain?
I don't know what I was going to say. So yeah, that works. Mind brain.
All right. So, moose pets, we think.
Possibly.
There's a teaser picture floating around that was revealed during the game systems panel, which at first I thought actually meant consoles versus computers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not in-game systems, because I am pretty brilliant, people. I mean, yeah, that is just a small glimpse into the mind of Aludra. So anyways, it showed some moose and baby mooses, and they are mooses, Ben, because a moosin sounds like a sort of pie.
No, moosin. Listen to Brian Regan stand up. It's moosin.
I'm not taking vocabulary from a stand up comedian, okay? So no word if these guys are just the new NPC type critter, if it's the new Blizzard painting mural that's going on their campus, or if it's going to be Battle Pets and mounts. Nobody knows, but they felt it important enough to flash that across the screen. Ghostcrawler did promise us a moose, but Ghostcrawler, he's gone now.
Yep. And we do know that a moose mount is coming, so maybe. And speaking of little to no information given in BlizzCon, during the exact same game systems panel, it was revealed that new archaeology pets are coming into Legion. That's right. What are they? How are we getting them? No one knows.
And I'd hazard a guess archaeology.
Yeah. That is literally what was all that was said, is that pets will be coming in archaeology. Woohoo. So there's potentially some sort of race that Aludra and I might have in the future, but you know, we'll discuss that at a later date.
All right. So, hey, speaking of past dates instead of later dates while we're time traveling, remember Brightpaw?
Yes, I do.
That cool purple kitty with the awesome backpack, scrolls of lore, and oh yeah, he's glowing.
Yeah, I do. I already mentioned that.
Well, it's been announced that she is going to be this year's charity pet. Yay. And she's going on sale starting December 2nd. Yay. We hope that this year's pet is giftable, Blizzard, as we're sure that would do a ton more for charity.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised that last year's pet wasn't giftable at all. In fact, I tried multiple times to gift people, but yeah, didn't happen.
Did I ever get one of those? I'm sure I did. Maybe? Hard to say.
What was last year? Anyways. I can't even remember.
Yeah. Wasn't last year the brew pup?
I think that was the year before, wasn't it?
Last year's pet is this memorable, guys. Okay, this is going to bother me.
Yeah, me too.
During the show.
Live Google. It was Argy. The goat. The space goat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how often I use him.
Yeah. We all buy them for charity is the thing. And we do it so, you know, hey, we get a pet out of donating to a charity.
Yeah, exactly. So, Blizzard, seriously, make them giftable because, I mean, I know I would get one. I know I would give probably 4 or 5 away. So, seriously, just do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just do it!
Do it. Do it. Yeah. But, anyway, so in the Blizzard tradition of getting a digital or physical collector's edition is going to give some sort of thing to World of Warcraft players, like, say, a pet. You know what's cool?
Ice.
That is cool. But what's even cooler is that baby Winston is going to be heading towards the game. And you know what's even better? It is coming from Overwatch. That's right. Winston from Overwatch, the giant ape. He is actually going to be showing up.
I was going to say, where else is Winston going to come from, dude?
Well, fine. Never mind. I just won't talk about it then.
No? Well, fine. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Be that way.
But if you get the Origin Edition or the Collector's Edition, you'll actually get Baby Winston for your World of Warcraft, which is great because the Origin Edition is like what comes standard on consoles, and mm-hmm. it's $20 more than the PC version.
Yep, and I can't wait. It looks adorable. It is the same baby Winston they used in that little Overwatch promo preview thing that they threw out there. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see them being adorable like that.
Yes, exactly. So. And I know that I actually have my Overwatch already paid for. I'm still not in the beta, but I am totally waiting for the game.
They've got your money.
Yeah, they've got my money. They don't need me to help them, you know, make the game better or anything.
Well, this weekend, I hear, on the 21st, 22nd, they're having this massive stress test, Ben. Mm-hmm. And out of all the accounts at your house, I think you have a good chance of getting in.
Yeah, I hope so.
I've got 3 accounts at my house. And so, yeah, we're going to see what happens about getting in.
Yep, that would be great.
All right, and now that we're talking about Battle Pet tie-ins, StarCraft Legacy of the Void is out, along with their super cool Zeradar pet. Hello, Battle Pet Kitty. Battle Pet Kitty is jealous of Zeradar. Sorry, Battle Pet Kitty. Remember, folks, buy your Digital Deluxe and Digital Deluxe versions of the game to get him. That is a... I said Digital Deluxe twice. I meant to say Deluxe and Digital Deluxe versions get him.
How about Collector's Edition and Digital Deluxe version?
Yeah. Then I would have messed that up, I'm sure. Just said Digital Deluxe twice again.
Hey, whatever.
So, anyways, check him out. He's pretty nifty looking pet. You know, if you're going to blow the extra money on a Collector's Edition, there are worse things to get. He could have been another squirrel. And Ben's house just blacked out.
It happens. Yep. On that note, though, Blizzard has taken away the Digital Deluxe orders for Warlords of Draenor. That's
what?
Right. If you were waiting for this Black Friday sale, we regret to inform you that you are out of luck. They have said on the forums that the package or items therein may go on sale at a later date if there's a lot of interest, but currently it is unknown if that's going to happen. So if you don't have your Dreadwing hatchling thing, I'm sorry, you might not get it. Unless you're able to actually track down one of the physical collector's editions.
Okay. This is something I'm actually kind of offended by. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, I get it that Warlords is probably going to be part of the base game package now, mm-hmm. starting really soon. But at the same time, people might still want to upgrade. And I thought the point of digitals is that it never has to go away. So Blizzard's taking it away now? It's just like, but if people want to pay an extra $20 for a code, let them pay an extra $20 for a code.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. You know, I really wish that it was there. I wish that they actually offered an upgrade from, like, even all the way back to vanilla, because
yeah.
I would really enjoy, the ability to have the Panda, the Zergling, Diablo, and also the Netherwhelp, because I don't have the Burning Crusade one either.
They're really great.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have Cataclysm, though, or Wrath. So.
Oh, well, see, I have those ones. So we're kind of even. I just need 2 more that you don't have, and then we'll definitely be even.
Why? I only have 2.
Yeah, of course,
3,
then again,
4.
I
got Miss.
Yeah, well, I did get the first 2 StarCraft ones, which you don't have, so I guess that kind of counts.
Yeah, and you have RG. I don't have RG. I looked just now. I do not have a space goat head. And I remember you sending me a very angry, text about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to buy you a thing, and they won't let me buy you a thing. So just know that the intent for me to buy you a thing is there.
Yeah, which, you know what, we'll see what happens this year, like we said. The fact that they're kind of cutting down on what's available, I guess, makes that more that much more special. So, mm-hmm. you know what, if you have it, congratulations, you're special.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well, you're special too, Ben, because you have special things as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, but come on, Blizz, don't take this stuff away. If anything, leave it forever.
Yeah.
Never. And they tie all the collector's editions have tie-ins with all their other games. So, you know, I mean, like, I don't play StarCraft, but now I may be never getting any of the StarCraft stuff because they like to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks because I'm not exactly made of money.
Yeah, me neither. Eventually it takes a while.
Wish I was.
Yeah, but at the same time, then you wouldn't be a real person.
Yeah, but I have a little weight I could lose and be like, oh, okay, let me throw some money at it.
Yeah, well, that can work, I guess.
Yeah, see, it works, it works. All right. So, finally, the most important news.
Mm-hmm.
The results of this year's Race to the Finish, which we will give you later in the show because Ben put it down in the wrong section and I'm being too lazy to copy paste. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I put it down in our Race to the Finish section. That's all I'm going to say.
This is news, dude.
It is, but, you know, we'll tease it through the show.
News.
Yeah, but so you said that you're too lazy to copy and paste. Do you know who is not too lazy?
You? Are you going to copy and paste it?
No, I'm not going to.
Change the entirety of everything we just said?
Nope, totally lazy. No, I will tell you that the wonderful people at Doghouse Systems actually are not lazy at all. If there is some sort of issue that you're running into, like let's say, you know what, Fallout 4 just came out and for some reason your video card is having issues running it, you can call Doghouse Systems and guess what? They will help walk you through getting either the latest drivers or troubleshooting anything that's going on.
Or sending you a new graphics card.
Yeah, even that. What's even better is that this system that you will get is going to be great for years to come. DoghouseSystems.com. Make sure you put in Battle Pets for your promo code and get double the memory for free.
For free! So, Ben, I'm kind of disappointed, though.
Really?
Yeah. We were there in the convention hall. Everything mm-hmm. was going great. We were all having fun. And do you know what?
What?
You were not wearing your Battle Pets t-shirt.
I know. I wore it so much that I need to get a new one. But I don't know where I could possibly find a Battle Pets t-shirt.
But you have one. That means you do know.
You mean...
Oh!
Yeah. See what I was doing there?
No. So, Ben, what you want to do is you want to go to slashloot.com and look under their podcast section and find our cool dragon and wolf logo.
Fantastic.
Because it is really cool.
It is really cool. I'm actually super excited to go get myself another Battle Pets t-shirt from slashloot.com. Click on podcast and find our shirt there today. Hey, Aludra, you know who doesn't have one of our shirts? That's a really horrible segue, so let's just move into boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
That's right. This episode's boss is back in the garrison. And it's Stitches Jr.
I love that we don't have to leave our garrisons to boss battle.
Yeah, it is kind of nice, isn't it?
It is. It's like, oh, hi, garrison. You're great. I heart you.
Exactly. So anyway, Stitches Jr. That's right. It is a little mini abomination. But there is actually a big trick to fighting Stitches Jr. He will block the first 500 points of damage for each attack. So
every attack.
Yep, every single one. So in order to beat him, you've got to hit hard. So if you hit him for something that hits for 499, guess what? Nothing. If you hit him for something that hits for 501, guess what? You cause 1 point of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One.
Yep. Stitches Jr., just like all bosses, has three abilities. The first ability that Jr. has is Cleave, and he will recklessly attack your pets, dealing undead damage, which is split evenly among all of them.
Ow.
Yeah. Junior?
Smack all your pets at once.
Why are you attacking the pets, Junior?
I drew a blank. The words are right in front of me, but your Sean Connery did it.
That's quite all right.
All right, the second ability is Enrage, because apparently him hitting your pets makes him angry. Stitches Jr. will Enrage, which increases his damage dealt by 100%, and the damage he takes by 50%. Does that mean he will take more damage, or that he's taking less damage now?
He's actually taking more damage by 50%.
Okay. So when he's angry, we kind of like it. Because then we hit him harder.
Yes, you would like him when he's angry. Yes, next up, Junior has Infected Claw. With this undead ability, Stitches Jr. will become tearing at your pet with plagued claws. From where, I don't know. But he will be dealing undead damage. I lost it. I don't even know where I went after that.
Yeah, but you held on to it for so long.
It's something that I try to do. Anyways, so he's undead. Here's my trick. I use my Pandaren Water Spirit and my Chrominius. Yeah, that's right. Whirlpool him, Howlbomb him. I mean, it works pretty easy. I mean, luckily he was nerfed a while ago, because otherwise he was just all next to impossible to kill. But now, you know, just hit him a few hard times with some things. I know something that I like to do before I got my Pandaren Water Spirit up. I would bring out my Gilnean Raven, make it darkness, have the Predatory Strike or whatever that hits hard. I happen to have a Spectral Kitten, pop that out, hit Prowl, then hit the magic thing that is 100% when it's dark. And I mean, there's ways to go around the 500. You just have to be prepared to lose a pet or two in the process. So, yeah. Eludra, do you have anything different that you do, or do you just pretty much...
I use Water Striders, two Water Striders, and my three-headed Hydra.
Just pump a whole bunch?
Yeah. Pump, Whirlpool Bite.
Yeah, that works. So, yeah. I mean, just remember, all you need to do is get him down to zero once, and then live the next round, and then you win.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because if you die when he dies but rezzes, it still counts him as alive. It's kind of cheap, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you die when he dies after he rezzes, it's a win for him too. Either way, he just cheats.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, we called the dog Indiana. Anyways.
Called the dog Indiana.
Yes.
You, like, picked the wrong sentence at the start of this show if you're going to be doing Indy Jones things.
Well, I didn't think I was going to.
All right. So let's move on to team building. The team Sean Connery couldn't build because he was not nice to Indy.
Yes. Unfortunately, I didn't get along very well with my son. Then he got interesting and moved out. What's up with that?
You took the dog, too, dang it.
Yes, I was very fond of that dog.
Team building.
This week's team building is feigning sickness. Things that you want to call in a sick day over. Yes. So, feigning sickness. I got my team.
Okay, what do you have?
I have the Curious Oracle Hatchling. This kid put himself in a mailbox once he realized how well off I am. There is no way in heck he's going to be straight up about things like, you know, not playing Fallout 4 all day. Next is the Infested Bear Cub, because it is way too sad if he's not faking it. Like, this bear cub had just glued that stuff on him and was like, oh, I'm sick. That's one thing. But what he is in game is like the saddest, worstest pet. And I'm really, really bummed he is a collectible pet. Like, nobody should have to see that ever.
Yeah, you know, if I level all of my pets to 25 and make them blue, I will probably leave him at whatever level I have, because I don't want to use him. It's just sad.
You don't want to. Yeah, somebody summoned him once during a raid night. I about had a fit, man. That is tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Pixelated. I don't want to summon him to level him, but if I do, I better have a blue quality stone leveler and a 25 leveler in my pocket now, because otherwise it just ain't happening.
Yeah, exactly. And so what's your last one?
The topaz shale hatchling. That glowy dust he has all around him everywhere. It just looks like the color of illness to me. And I know everybody's like, but the emerald is green. No, that yellow is kind of sickly looking, and it's just so gross. And yeah. So that's my team. The topaz shale hatchling. He's even faking it too. He's not even sick, but he's giving off sick light.
Yeah, I can see that. It's kind of sad. But you know what? That's okay, because you know that in your heart of hearts, he's just faking it, right?
He is, and so is the freaking infested bear cub. Blizzard, that was mean. That was just mean. Whoever did that, that was mean.
Yes, very much so. So I went a slightly different route, as I do. My first one is actually the Dark Moon Eye. Because, you know what, if I want to try to fake that I'm sick, if I want to feign it, if I want to be all like, hey, guess what, I'm sick, but I'm not really not, itch your eyes a whole lot. Guess what? They turn red. Kind of like the Dark Moon Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have the Jade Oozling, which, guess what? If you can produce mucus and, you know, be all snotty and stuff, that helps show that you are actually sick. And if you can make it green, that's a sign of an infection. So guess what? If I've got my itchy eyes and I've got some snot coming out, it looks like I'm sick. But last but not least, the one thing that you want to do to actually make yourself seem sick is you want to have a fever, because fever means you're sick. So what do? Cuddle with the molten corgi. That's right. It is going to make you nice and warm. Plus, you're going to have itchy eyes. Plus, you're going to be all snotty. So guess what? You are going to be feigning sick like there's no tomorrow. So that's what we have. Tell us what you think. What is your team for feigning sickness? If you want to join in, next episode we have Swanky Confection. That's right, folks. Swanky Confection. That's weird, but you know what? It's kind of what we do.
It is what we do, and the weirdness is just a side effect.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's planned.
It is. But now, you know what else was planned? The results of Race to the Finish.
Dun, dun, dun!
Race to the Finish!
Yes, folks, if you didn't see the pictures or see anywhere else where it was mentioned on Twitter, we have the results of our second annual Race to the Finish.
Yes, we do!
I spent a great deal of time crafting a new crown. I embossed it with a special magical phrase and battle pet ease and brought it with me to Anaheim for the winner once they were revealed. 7 p.m. Pacific came on November 7th with the fury of 1,000 Frostwolf pups. At 7:01, our winner was crowned. And I'd like you all to join me in congratulating Aludra, our two-time champion of battle pets.
Ben was nowhere to be seen. He threw the thing on a table and ran away.
That is actually not true, because I was actually in the middle of recording a podcast then. And once I was done with that, I actually had to run off and do another one. So excuse me for trying to be dramatic.
Did I tell you guys, listeners, listen to this. He picked the time that all this happened. He picked the time of the crowning, and he still ran off.
And you know what? I wouldn't have been recording in the middle of it if the instance hadn't run long, so.
Oh, okay. Because the instance recording so long would have made those two podcasts into zero podcasts.
So there's going to be another one next year. And this time
I'll win. You would have made time if you won. You would have made time if you won.
Nope. No, I wouldn't. But anyways, our new Race to the Finish is starting. We're going to figure out some details and some things to compete against. And we will let you know. Now, if you have any suggestions, nothing that's absolutely crazy, because, I mean, you've kind of heard what we do. We ask for points and then, you know, try to just obtain things, not super duper like, okay, you need to have a 24-hour pet marathon and see who levels up the most pets. We don't, sorry, that's too much for it. So, yeah. Let us know. You can contact us by emailing wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Also, our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes, and Stitcher, too.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at BenTheMage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And, of course, the show is at BattlePetShow.
Yeah, you can also listen to us on other shows. Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
And Ben can be found on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia. And he won the table.
Yes, I did. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra, and is copywritten to us as well.
Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody! We named the dog Indiana. That's all I'm saying.